Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The zombie apocalypse is upon us, and it's called World War Z. That's Z as in zombie. And the only person standing between us and the end of the world as we know it is Brad Pitt, who portrays a former United Nations official called back into service and tasked to find the antidote to the zombie pandemic. World War Z is not as funny as Zombieland, the 2009 zombie horror film spoof starring Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, and Emma Stone, nor is World War Z as frightening as 28 Days Later, the 2002 Danny Boyle-directed film. World War Z is also not, thankfully, as graphic or bloody as the aforementioned zombie movies, nor many of those zombie movies in the genre. World War Z is less a zombie film and more of an apocalypse or end-of-the-world movie, recalling War of the Worlds, the 2005 film directed by Steven Spielberg and starring Tom Cruise. Mark Forster directs World War Z. He directed Quantum of Solace, The Kite Runner, and Monsters Ball. He directs with an appropriate sense of urgency. The screenplay is by Matthew Michael Carnahan, who did the screenplays for State of Play and Lions for Lambs. It's also written by Drew Goddard, who did the screenplays for The Cabin in the Woods and Cloverfield, and Damon Lindelof, who did the screenplay for Star Trek Into Darkness. The screen story is based on the book An Oral History of the Zombie War, written by Max Brooks, a son of Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft. A sense of dread is created, augmented by the terror facing Jerry Lane, played by Brad Pitt, in World War Z, the former UN official, and his wife, Karen Marielle Enos, along with their two daughters, who first confront the conflagration during a traffic jam in Philadelphia. The schoolkill has never seen anything like this. Jerry's quest to find the origin of the zombie pandemic and possibly its antidote takes him to South Korea, Israel, and finally to a World Health Organization research center in Wales. That's where Jerry gets down to business and also where the screenplay bogs down. Fortunately, the storyline picks up again. World War Z is the feel-good zombie movie of this summer. World War Z provides Brad Pitt, who we know from Moneyball, Inglourious Basterds, and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, with one of his most varied roles. He moves easily from concerned father to action hero. The casting of the secondary character seems to be an intentional downplaying of those surrounding Pitt. Zombie films have a cinematic tradition going back to George A. Romero's 1968 genre setting, Night of the Living Dead. It's still uncertain what their place is in the pop culture zeitgeist. Suffice it to say that World War Z is in the tradition of a good old-fashioned scary summer movie. World War Z is MPAA rated PG-13 for intense, frightening zombie sequences, violence, and disturbing images. Opening July 5th, The Lone Ranger. Gore Verbinski directs the oft-told Western legend of John Reed, a.k.a. the Lone Ranger, played by Armie Hammer, from the point of view of Native American Tonto, played by Johnny Depp. Helena Bonham Carter and Tom Wilkinson co-star. Despicable Me. The Minions are back. Gru is recruited by the Anti-Villain League to deal with a new supercriminal. Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, Miranda Cosgrove, Russell Brand, and Ken Jeong are among the voice talents in the feature animation family comedy. The Way, Way Back. A teenager experiences a rite of passage during a summer job at an amusement park in the comedy drama that stars Steve Carell, Amanda Peet, Maya Rudolph, Toni Collette, Allison Janney, and Anna Sophia Robb. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.